Shem Barmayim means b'mei mikvah. You have to have kosher b'mei mikvah water, not mayim shuvim. Rashi b'mayim mashma mayim mechuborim yachtov. Water that's all together, that's called the mikvah. Pasuk says, "V'rochat kol b'sara b'mayim." What does kol b'sara mean? V'dashin mayim shekol gufay oyla behem. Water, enough water that the whole body could get into this water. The kama, how much water do you have to have that the whole body could fit into it at one time? Hein amo al amo, b'roim sholosh amis. If it's an amo by an amo, the height of three amis, that's a shiur to have a kosher mikvah. The shiur chachomim may mikvah boim so. The chom shuts up that this equals to 40 so. 40 so water equals to a measurement, a place of one amma by one amma, three ammas high. Drashi v'kam hevelu lahanach. That's right. Now, so the Gemara. So this is the shear mikvah. Shear mikvah has to be one by one, three ammas high. Now, kam hevelu chomei shmeya gamidi. Now, the happy meaner is, it was 500 ammas. That's how you get this measurement of Shema Melech. Now the Havi Minor is like picture 191, it was a square. Now if you take it as a square, it says the diameter was 10 amas. So that means 10 by 10. So 10 by 10 amas, you have 100 amas on the bottom, and it said it was 5 amas high. So come to say, so you have 500 amas here, you have 500 square amas. That's what you have. If it goes up 5, so the bottom layer is 10 by 10, 100 square amas, and it goes up 5 layers, so you have 5 times 100 is 500 square amas. That's the Havamina, it was a square. The Gemara soon asked the Kasha, it was a circle. It was a gigas, it was a big barrel. But the Havamina, let's say the measurement is like 191, it was a square. So for the Gemara, Kama Hevilu, how much do you have out of this? It was 10 by 10 by 5 high. You have Chomesh Meya Gamidi. You have 500 square amas. Now, Letlos Meya Meya. If you take, let's say, the first, so the bottom layer is 10 by 10, it's 100 amas. If you go up 3 amas, so you have 3 amas high, times 100 amas, that's 100 mikvahs. So just using the 3 amas, the height, you automatically have a shear of 100 mikvahs, right? Because it's 3 high, and 100 spaces of each one's an amma by an amma, so you have 100 mikvahs. So the moral, tlos meya, for 300 of it, meya, you have 100 mikvahs. Now, you have 200 left, the top two layers, you have 2 amas of 100 each. In Shret Gemara Kasha, lemeya v'chamishin chamshin. The Chura, the next 200, all you have to have is just 150 of them, make up 50 mikvahs. Hey, so 300 make up 100, so 100, half of that, 150, makes up 50. So Chura, all you have to have then is 450, 100 amis, would make 150 mikvahs. For the Gemara, b'yarbo neya v'chamishim sagi. It would have been enough just to have 450 square amis, and with that you'd have the cheshbin of 150 mikvahs. Of his life, how come the cheshbon here comes out to 500 square amis? It doesn't stem the cheshbon. And the Gemara poshed, Hani mili bribuya. That's good if the yam that Shemim made would have been a square, like in picture 191, then you're right. If it would have been a square, it wouldn't have to be 5 amis high. It would have been enough just to have 4.5 amis high. But since you have 100 by 100, so 4.5 high is enough to get 150 mikvois. But the yam was not square. The yam was a circle. So the Gemara, yam shosh shloimei ogul hoya. But the yam, this big gigas that Shloimei made, was a circle. So michti, let's see now. Kama maruba yeser al ogul. How much is there more to a square than there is to a circle? In other words, how much do we have to deduct from the circle? Is revia. It's 1/4. There's 1/4 more to the square than there is to the circle. Oy bazoi liarba meya meya. Now, if you want to take the circle out of it, for 400 of the circle part, you have 100 mikvois, right? So 400 of it makes 100 mikvois. Now, lemeyo, you have 100 amas left. You have esrim chamisha. You only have 25 mikvois. Or the zoi, so revia, no, yeah, revia, is liarba meya, for the 400 amas, you have meya. As we were saying before, the square, 300 amas would make up 100 mikvois. So if you take off 1/4 of that, because there's 1/4 more to the square, so 1/4 less than that makes only 300. So out of 400 of the circle, you're going to have 300 mikvois. Hey, the arba for 400 arba meya, meya. Yeah. Now, le meya, out of 100 left over, esrim v'chamisha. You only have 25. Is hani meya v'yesrim, Freddie Mark Hasha, yeah, hani meya v'yesrim v'chamisha v'luhu. You only have 125 mikvois. If you take away a quarter out of the square, so the circle now becomes less, you only have 125 mikvois. You don't have 150 mikvois. So it's shver. And for the Gemara, Tony Rami Bar Yecheskel, Yam Shosha Shloimoi. The Yam that Shloimoi Melech made was like this. Sholosh Ames Tachtoines Mrubas. The bottom three Ames were squared, like a picture 193, the middle picture. The Yam, the Gigas, the bottom three Ames Taka were square. So Melo, the bottom three Ames high, it was 100 Ames there, so you have 100 mikvois. So out of these first three high Ames, you have 100 mikvois. Now the top two Ames, that were circled. So very good. Out of each 100, out of each Ama, you only have 25. And you have two of them high. That makes 50. So male together, you have 150 mikvois. Again, look inside. And the Gemara, Tony Rami by Yecheskel, Yam Shosa Shloimoi, this Yam that Shlomo Melech made, Sholish Ames Tachtonis. The bottom three Ames, the height of this Gigis, was Mrubas. Oy Bazo, you have 100 mikvois out of that. Ushtayim El Yoynes Agulis. And the top two Ames, that was circled. So then it's very good. Then you have 100 from the bottom, and the top two, each 100 gives you 25, so together you have 150. So the Gemara, Nehi di ipcha, loy motse samrit, the opposite way you can't say the circle part on top would be 300, and the bottom 200 was square, because then you wouldn't come with the cheshbon of 150 mikvois. The Pasuk says, the svas, the rim, was round. So the kids to the top part of the gigas has to be round. Eleima, why don't we say faker? Chodo. Eleima, chodo. Let's say maybe 400 of it was squared, and just the top amma was circled. How do we know to say the top two ammas were circled? Maybe only the top one amma was circled? And the Gemara, chodo le sakadaitich. One, you can't say like that. The exit, because the Pasuk says, chlom. Al payim bas yochel. It says that this big gigas the Shlomo made, held 2,000 bas. Now, what is a bas? For the Gemara, bas kam heavy. How much, what measurement is a bas? How much does that hold? Sholos soin. A bas holds 3 soin. That's the measurement of a bas. What's the raya? The Pasuk says, Maiser habas, min hakur. A bas is maiser from a kur. Now, a kur is 30 soin. That's what a kur is. A kur is 30 soin. So a bas is 1/10 of that. So 1/10 of 30 is 3. So therefore, a bas holds 3 soin. Kom to sois te hevele shisha alpe geruye. Of a zoi, this gigas that Shlomo Melech made held 6,000 soin. That's what it holds. It holds 6,000 soin. Yes. Rashi says, so Melech is very good. It comes out, it says Claude only held 6,000 soin. That's what the Yam held. Instead it held 2,000 bas, and a bas is 3 soyin, so it's 6,000. So it's Rashi, the first one, the big lines, Rashi, Vav alpayim soyin, shehein kufnu mikvois. That's 150 mikvois. Why dalad alofim have a meyos? 4,000 is have a meyos soyin. That comes out to be 400 a soyin. Shehein kuf mikvois. That's 100 mikvois. Show mem so, that each mikvah is mem so. V'yarpayim so, nun mikvois. And another 2,000 sois makes up 50 mikvois. So the kids of the Pasuk says, claw, that the yam that Shlomo Melech made only held 150 mikvois. So therefore, that's the cheshbon, that the bottom three yamis was square, and the top two yamis had to be round. Because if you're going to tell me the bottom four yamis was square, there would be then more than 150 mikvois here. So since we have the cheshbon that are held only 6,000 soin, which is a measurement of 150 mikvois, so therefore we have to say that's the cheshbon of the yam, that the bottom three yamis were squared, and just the top two yamis were circled, was round. And then everything stems very good. Here. For the Gemara books, here by the Pasuk says, Machzich batim sholosh alpayim. It says what? That the batim could hold 3,000. Machzik batim shloisha alpayim. It says the batim held 3,000. Shrashi machzik batim shloisha alpayim. V'yam shosha shloimaksi b'divrei yomim. Zechor tastira. We're saying it only held 2,000 soyim. And 2,000 basim, which was 6,000 soyim. And the other pasuk says, no, it held 3,000. More than, it's not 3,000, zechor tastira. And the Gemara, who Lagutcha? The two Shiurim Anostira. Lagutcha means the overflow, like in picture 194. If you have a solid measurement, let's say you want to put wheat or flour in here, so the bottom pataka could hold 2,000. But there's another 1,000 that sticks up on top. On a solid measurement, it godish means it comes to a pyramid on top. If you measure with water, liquid, it overflows. Liquid water could only hold 2,000 baht. That's what one pasuk says. The other pasuk says that it can hold 3,000 baht, means if you measure it with a solid, with flour, then it goes a pyramid on top, another 1,000 goes on top. So Amar Abaya, Zokta Abaya, Shema Mina, from here we see, High Gutcha, Telosa Heavy. Gutcha means the pyramid that comes on top. How much on top could it become? It could come 1/3. It's 1/3 more. Gutcha, Telosa Heavy. Utanan Nam, we learned the same Allah Roskos here, it's like 1/3 more. There's 2,000 on the bottom and 1 on top, that's 3,000. So the top part is 1,000, that's 1/3 of the 3,000. So the Gutcha is always 1/3 more, or 1/3 to what's inside it. So tomorrow, Tanan Nami, we learned the same halacha also. Ashida Teva Migdol. If you're going to have a chest, or a migdol, or the type of kalim, Kiveres Hakash, or else you have the beehive made out of straw, the Kiveres Hakanim, a beehive made out of kanim reeds, Bor Svina, you have a ship, that inside the ship there's a bor, there's a ditch there, Alexandris, in the big ships, Alexandris, they had a bor, is Afal Pi Sheish Lo Shulayim. Even though this bor has a bottom to it, and they could hold inside it 40 saw balach. That's how big this bor, or how big the shita table migdal is. Hey, this chest is so big that it could hold inside it 40 saw balach if it's wet liquid. Shehein kurayim the yovish. That if you're going to hold yovish, it's kurayim, two kurs. Now a kur is 30 saw, so together it's 60 saw. So you see, klom kurayim the yovish toyim. That it could hold 60 saw when it's holding a dry measurement. So you see, 60 out of 20, 60 out of 40 is again 1/3 more. So you see this, you saw that the goydish, the part that goes on top, is 1/3 more of what's inside. But it says these shedateva migdol, these kalim, if you have liquid, it only holds 40 saw. But if it holds dry measurement, it goes up another third that can hold together 60. Still, the din is toirim. That means these kalim are not makabel tumah. Since they're so big, they hold our boy in saw, it's poka the shame kli, it's not roi to makabel tumah. That's what's negated over there. Rashi, yeah. That's lucky. Toirim zakrashi, lefisha gdailim yoisi medai. They're too big. The ain't toiris kli aleim. Shere ain't metalt le molev reikim. You can't move it molev reikim, therefore it loses its shame kli. But these top rashis go through the measurements here. I don't know if you have to go through them. The Rashi says the cheshbon. The Rashi says, "Hani mili bribua im hoyim ruba would have been squared." Sheba erech roichiv l'tzodin to be amseis of ebi rutzuais shavus burn yud amos rutzus lefrishis. Will be a square, then you have 500. Of yamshes shleimim was ogla, it was round. Because they have ogla soviv. The nimtzom shein erech rutzuas eser amos el rutzuam sois. Only in the circle, only the mamish, the middle diameter is 10. The chol davar ogol rochav yam susa the kotz lechol tzodim. Any circle, the sides, the more you get to the sides, it becomes smaller and smaller. Smele michti kama ruba yesa ogol revi, it's 1/4 more. To kol igol, anything that's circled, sherech bayama, if it's an ama wide, yesh by hekiv sholof amis. That's what we like saying before. If the diameter is 3, the circumference going around is 3 amis. Kiref namba masis, like our Mishnah says. Now, if it would have been a squared, like in picture 192, if it would have been a squared, the diameter is an amma. So if you're going to make a square out of it, it will be an amma by an amma, then the circumference around the square would be 4 ammas. The circumference around the square would be 4 ammas, because it's an amma by an amma. The choruach, nimsa maruba, squared, yes, ralaga revia. It's 1/4 more, because the circumference of the circle is 3. The circumference around the square is 4. From the size of the square is 1/4 more than the square. Hilkach, that's the cheshbon. Smell, everything comes out good. So at the Mishnah Baita. Lechayayim sho'omru. That we have a din lechi by a movui. Lechayayim sho'omru, you put a stick on the side of the entrance of the movui, is goivin asar tvochim. It has to at least be 10 tvochim high. V'rochvon v'uvyin kolshu. The thick and the width of it has no shear, a kol shu. Any little bit is still kosher for a lechi. Reb Yossi Yoimen, no, roch from gimel tfachim. As we had before, Reb Yossi Shita is that the width has to also be at least gimel tfachim. It can't be less. So the Gemara, lechiyayim shomru, why did the Mishnah say loshim lechiyayim mashm loshim plural? Mashm, you have to have two lechis. Is the churu lema tanan stamak Reb Leza? Mashm, our Mishnah goes down like Reb Leza. The yom lechiyayim vinan. The reyol zomovi is only mutter with two lechis, one on each side. So the Gemara loy. My lechiyayin lechiyayin diyam. It just means like talking of a lashon. The lechis you have all over by all the different movies. For the Gemara Yochi, kairah nami nisni kairos. Why didn't the Mishnah before also use a lashon kairos? Oh, my kairos will say, what do you mean a lashon plural? Kairos diyam. It means of all different movies. The kairos you use all over. So the Mahachi Koma, this is what our Mishnah means to say. Oyson lechiyayim, the lechi, shenech leku ben Reb Leza v'chachomim, ein echanami. Hey, the machlokes we had before between the Chom and Reb Leza, and the Chom said one lechi, and Reb Leza said you need two lechis, the halacha is, according to both of them, that it has to be goyven asar tfochim, it has to at least be 10 tfochim high, v'rochman v'uvian kolshu, and the width has no shear to it. For the Gemara v'kama kolshu, what does a kolshu mean? So Rishvah speaks out because sometimes the Gemara in Chulin says it says a lashon of a kolshu, and the Gemara says there means a tefach. So even though it says kolshu, sometimes a kolshu is not bedavka mamish nothing. Maybe it has a shear. So for the Gemara here, what does a kolshu mean? Does it mean a shear or nothing? And the Gemara named Tanya Rabbi Chiya afilu kechut hasarbel, even the string, even a chut hasarbel, the pig shear. A sarbel usually means that you tie the neck if you have a dress. And the top of the dress you tie with a string, that's called a sarbel. So it means even a very small measurement, just the thickness of a string, is also kosher for the lechi. So it's more as a shita to say that the supposed you mean there's no shear at all. No matter how small the thread would be, it's kosher. There's a modcha shita that says no. It has to be at least a shear of a chuta sarbel. Even a very small amount, as small as you want, is still kosher for the lechi. Tana, also lechi lechatzi movi. Let's say you put the lechi in the middle of the movi, like picture 196. Now you're supposed to put the lechi at the entrance to the movi. Instead of putting it by the entrance, you put it in the middle of the movi. That's where you put the lechi. Put it in the middle. Tana, also lechi lechatzi movi. Izein lo ye lechatzi movi. You should know the inner part of the movi, you're allowed to be metaltal. It's taka mesakan, the inner part of the movi. But the outside, you're not allowed to be metaltal. For the Gemara Pshita, I've added the outside, you can't be metaltal, it has no heter. Ele'emo, the Chiddush is, yesh lechatzi movi. The Chiddush is that the inside part of the movi you're allowed to carry in. That's the Chiddush. I would think maybe the lechi has to be by the entrance. Kamash m'lo, no. For the Gemara Anani Pshita is also Pshita, I've added the inside has a lechi. Mal de teimo, lechish du ma'osili eshtamushein. Shh. The kulei may be mishtamish throughout the whole movi, or even though you have a movi in the middle. But let's ask that not to be metaltal inside, because once you start to metaltal inside, maybe you forget to be metaltal mamish to the end of the movi. Kamash one, we don't make this gezerah. That as far as the lechi is, you're allowed to be metaltal. Outside of that, you're not allowed to be metaltal. Omar Rova, also lechi le movi. You made a lechi for the movi at the entrance, the new halacha. You made a lechi at the entrance, like picture 197. You made a lechi the way you're supposed to at the entrance. What was the story now? But you picked it up off the ground. It's more than gimel tfachim off the ground. Or exactly gimel tfachim off the ground. Or else you put it away from the kaisel. You moved it out. It's not mamish kenega the kaisel. It's away from the kaisel shloisha. Picture 198. You put it outside the kaisel more than gimel tfachim. In such a case it's possible. Since you can't say lovud anymore, it's not attached to the ground, or it's not attached to the wall, it's possible. And the chiddush is, afidul Reb Shimon Gamliel, the Amar Amir lovud, even though his sheet there is, that less than dalat tzvachim, you say lovud, is hani milu lamala, that's only by going up. Avalamata, with the question, it has to reach the ground, and the lechi did not reach the ground, the din is, kivon the heavy mechitza, shagdiyim boikimbo, since it's three tzvachim off the ground, that the gdiyim, a kid, can walk underneath it, leikama. There you don't say lovud. Hey, it's the gdiyim baikama, the fact that gimel tzvachim off the ground, that you can walk underneath it, that stops you from saying lovud. Even according to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Then achlami, if it's a way outside the movi, then you would say lovud according to him, if it's less than gimel dal tzvachim. But where it's up, off the ground, abi, it's gimel tzvachim off the ground, it's possible according to everybody. Right. Rabbi Yaisi Yaimar Rachman gimel tzvachim. Rabbi Yosef Shita is that a lechi has to have a width has to be at least gimel tefachim wide. Amar Rabbi Yosef, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Ain't halacha like Rabbi Yosef. We don't paskin. That's halacha. We don't paskin like Rabbi Yosef. Is loy behilmi. Not the halacha by Shabbos is a shaila if you're allowed to make salt water or not. Now Tanakama said a lot you're not allowed to make, but a little bit you're allowed to make. Rabbi Yosef says no. Any type of salt water, even a little, is also osir. She's saying we don't hold like Rabbi Yosef. But loy lechliyayim. Not that this din here by lech yida. A lechi does not have to have any width to it. Omar le rafuna bachinano. Behilmi yamartalon. You only said by Hilmi we don't paskin like Rabbi Yosef. But you didn't tell me that. You didn't say we don't paskin like him. For the more Maishino, what should be the difference? Maishino be Hilmi. Why do I say by Hilmi we don't paskin like him? The pligi rabbonin alei, cause the rabbonin dings achon Rabbi Yosef, and say no, a little salt water you are allowed to make on Shabbos. Lechayayim nami should be the same, the reason that we don't paskin like Rabbi Yosef. But pligi rabbonin alei, cause the rabbonin dings achon Rabbi Yosef, and we paskin let rabbonin. Omalai answered back, Shana Lechayayim, Mishun Dekoy Rebbe Kavosei. Maybe no. Lechayayim, I thought this different because we had before, Rebbe also holds like Rebbe Yosi. So maybe I thought, yeah, we passed like Rebbe Yosi. But the thing is, no, we don't pass like him. Rav Ruchumi Masniyoche. Ruchumi learned like this. Omer Rav Yudah, Brei de Rav Shmuel, Bar Shelis, Mishmei de Rav. Ein halacha k Rebbe Yosi, Loi behilmi bloi b'lechayayim. In both cases, we don't pass like Rebbe Yosi. Omalai, or Marta, is a taka true, you said like that? He said, no, I didn't say like that. He was choyzer. Omar Rava, Hulakim Amra, Nain Yutaka said like that. Yutaka told us, the law is not like Rabbi Yosi. O Gemirno Lomine, and we learned from you like that. Obezoy, my time at Kohodabe, how come now you're denying that the Pshat is now your choyzer? Mashma, you hold halach is like Rabbi Yosi. Why are you changing your mind? The Teretziz, Mishund Rabbi Yosi, Namuki Imoy. Rabbi Yosi has a chshivas to him, his shvach was, whatever he said, he explained himself very well. He said, Svoris tis halachon. So now it's a svara that now he was chayz, we should pass him like Rabbi Yosi. Like Rashi says, Namuki imai, time may reusai maybe loy. He always brought good rayas and tamim to what he said. V'chol mokim esechta gittin, mani shvachim shechachomim, v'zel shvachim shere Rabbi Yosi. This is the shvachim Rabbi Yosi. Whatever he said, he had a good ray and a good svara for him. So I would think maybe we should paskin like him. Kamashpala, no, still, so he held, he was chayz, we do paskin. But about alochriz, we don't paskin like him. Omalei Rova Ba Rav Chonon Labaya Hilcha Samai. What's the locha? So we hold our Rabbi Yosi or not? That you're getting me scared. You're telling me in the look of Imoy. Maybe we should paskin like him. That a lechi should have to have gimel tefachim. Omalei, he answered back. Puk Chazi Mayom Advar. Go look outside. See what the world does. And the Rashi says Omadvar Manogu Om. What do the people do? Okfar Nogu Lechi Mashu. That's the meaning. That's the cloud. Wherever you have the halacha, refuya biyodoin. You're not sure what the halacha is? Go look and see what the minig of the oilim is. Usually that's the halacha. See, the minig of the oilim is to use a lechi of a mashu. That's the halacha. And ikad amastin lo ahor. Some learn this last psak that see what the world does on a different machlekes. It says in Mishnah in Brochis, if you drink water because you're thirsty, you have to make a brocha. So Rashi says, if you're thirsty, lafuke man de nechoke de chonke yumsa. If you have something stuck in your throat and you're taking the water just to get it out of your throat, then you don't make a brocha. But only if you're drinking the water because you're thirsty. The Tanakhama says, make a shakel. You have tafen oima burn a fosh rabbis vechasroinen. I'll call masha brosa. So the Havamini is that the tafen mechur is saying, that's the brocha rishoina. The brocha rishoina is not a shakel, but a burn a foshes. Omalei Rav Choron Labai Yehuchos Semai, what's the locha, what should we do? Omalei Puk Chazi Mayom Advar, go see what the world does. And the Maestro, what the Velt does is, we make a shakol at the beginning, and we make a burn of foshas for the Brocha Achreina. So he's learned this psak, that see what the world does, he said on this halacha of a shakol and a burn of foshas. So the Gemara